producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going back to the garden. I'm so thrilled. We're up here in Minnesota where it becomes tundra-like in the winter, I believe, and the growing season is a little shorter, and I don't want to make anybody jealous that's up here in the Midwest. I love you. I love the heart. Land and the people that are the real farmers here, but I'm excited because I've been digging in the dirt, and I've got someone who's been doing it for a long time. She's kind of a local celebrity, the Star Tribune up here, Minneapolis Star Tribune, says Anita Diffley. I'm sorry, Atina. Everybody says that because it's just a natural thing.
50% of them do.
Atina Diffley is a rock star in organic farming circles, and she now aims to cultivate hearts and minds with her memoir about love, lost land, and battling a pipeline. And you presented this morning at the United States Health Freedom Congress about that battle. At least some of your story was. It was quite extraordinary. And your journey into organic farming from a childhood in the fields, in, you know, a nature girl, I would say. And it was just a great, great presentation with the visuals you had. And I'm so glad you agreed to, on no notice, come on the show tonight. So thank you for being here, Tina.
Thanks for having me. It's really a pleasure.
So do you see how turned on I am about talking about gardening?
I do. And, you know, you really misrepresented Minnesotan gardening because we like winter here.
I know you
One,
do,
we get to rest. And yeah. Two, it kills the bugs.
Yes, but when
Florida,
they,
you've got a lot of bugs down there that winter doesn't take care of.
It's true, but let me just say this about your mosquitoes. They will carry small children away if you're not careful. I have been up here in the summertime, but listen, it's a love fest, and I know you guys work hard. And the real farming that is done organically is a lot different than some of the concern we have that was raised in the oil alarm, the total mm-hmm. reliance on petrochemicals.
Right.
And, you know, I'm encouraged and encouraging people to say, you know, even if it's just a windowsill garden of a little bit,
absolutely.
Please do something. Do something.
It's so easy to grow just a salad bowl or an herb plant, and the relationship with that plant is far beyond the food.
Mm-hmm.
The benefits are really significant to the people that take care of those plants.
Well, and you know, my wife texted me today and said, I watered your babies, right? Because, you know, I was concerned. Now, make sure, you know, when I'm gone, right, because the last couple of weeks, it kind of dried up a bit because we've been getting a lot of rain. No problem mm-hmm. with water in Florida, typically. We haven't been through the drought recently or anything. But, you know, at the same time, if you're not getting that rain every day, you got to keep it going. And, you know, we're working with soil conservation to retain the water that's coming down, and I'm learning as I go as well because it's been many years since I gardened back in Atlanta. But I talk about this on the air, and I'm just excited that I can, even on a commercial break, I can run to the backyard if it's still daylight and do something and run back in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, there's got to be something more to this because it's not that I'm an unhappy fellow, but I'm even happier with little dirt under my fingernails.
Well, I just recently saw research that there is a bacteria in soil that actually makes human beings happier.
I am living proof of that, I guess, because I feel very just there's a grounding. I like the barefoot garden, right? I'll step in the soil and, you know, it's going to get there. But there's just so much going on that I've been longing to do, and I'm back at it. And you're out there teaching. Now, your book, Turn Here, Sweet Corn, Organic Farming Works. I can imagine it's about a lot of things, not just the journey that you shared about targeting. How do I stop a pipeline from being run right through my farm and ruining the topsoil?
Well, it's a memoir. And I just thought it was the perfect opportunity to write a book that reads like fiction, that anybody can read, because it's just a woman's story. And then in the process of telling the story of my life, I'm able to talk about all these relationships we have with the land that feeds us, and people learn through that process without it being preachy.
Mm-hmm.
So it really was wonderful for me to write it. I really grew as a person writing it. And, you know, one of the fascinating things about writing that book for me
mm-hmm.
was I basically laid my life out and I said, these are the things that happened, this is how I felt then, and this is how I feel now. And going through that was incredibly healing, because I could see that, you know what, things happen,
yeah.
but I've thrived.
Yeah.
And I didn't always know that. And I started seeing the vibrancy and the resiliency of nature in a way that I hadn't always seen it. And I think that is so crucial, because there's so much fear right now about many of the serious issues facing the planet Earth, climate change, and all of these oil running out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And that can become very fearful for people. And it's important to know that nature inherently heals, and life is inherently healing. We get cut, our bodies want to heal. So as long as we have vibrancy, and as long as we continue to work with systems and create those resiliencies, things do heal. And that's just an important thing to remember. It's something we see every day on the farm that is just so heartening and wonderful.
The resiliency of nature is mm-hmm. extraordinary. I mean, I look as a homeopath at the people that come to me for help, and I think, mm-hmm. how are these people alive,
yeah.
right, with what they've been through,
yeah.
what has been, you know, and myself included in my life.
Yeah.
And I realize that, you know, if we can learn from nature instead of trying to conquer it all the mm-hmm. time, we'll be all right.
Right.
But if we don't, we're devastated. Nature will party on without us.
When the Mississippi River first began its cleanup process and some new legislation had come through and there was major efforts to clean it up, the estimate of how long it would take to reach certain levels of cleaning it up were way inaccurate. It happened much, much quicker that they reached those points than anyone had forecasted. And that really gave me hope. I mean, we have to stop polluting them for that to happen,
of course,
first of all. But to see that it could recover
mm-hmm.
was very, very healing for me.
Yeah.
And that's so important for us all in our work, is to help people see those hopeful examples.
Oh, absolutely. We got to have that, because, listen, there's plenty of despair. There's mm-hmm. plenty of fear. There's plenty of angst and anger, all of these things. And, mm-hmm. you know, some of it is misplaced. Some of it's directed appropriately. We brought up in your lecture, I brought up the issue because you mentioned the climate change, because it's become a divisive political issue. Instead mm-hmm. of one, everybody would go, okay, let's find a place we can agree.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
poisoned the water hole, right? And, you know, whether you're conservative or liberal, you don't want poisoned water.
No, they should be pissing in their own water.
Exactly, and I find agreement there. But then they get into all these political things. Let's do this carbon credit and basically create a new stock market for the uber wealthy. And it's like, and everybody gets duped and nobody gets anything done. And so I'm trying to think, efficiently, can we on a local level explain on a local basis how this is impacting us? And then we make the change there.
And that is the beauty of food. It brings people together. Everybody eats. And we may have different politics, we may be of different religions, but we can all come together over food. And when you serve food that tastes really good, which well-grown food does, you don't have to do a whole lot to it to make it taste good. It does taste good. People can come together over that and come to agreement. It was the really powerful thing about our legal battle with Koch Industries crude oil pipeline.
Yeah, that's the some people say Koch, right? Because this is the big controversy over the Koch. But they were targeting an oil pipeline that was going to run and potentially devastate if it was going to run right through your farm.
Right.
Yeah?
And so we intervened in the legal proceeding, and we argued that an organic farm is a valuable natural resource that should be protected as such, like a wetland.
Mm-hmm.
And through that legal battle, we showed the ecosystem services that farm, because of the growing methods we were using, creating habitat for various species, whether they're predaceous insects or weed-eating insects, etc., that habitat, it was helping to protect the water. It was helping to protect the soil. We showed all these ecosystem services
mm-hmm.
that the community was receiving that went beyond the food produced.
Right.
That's what a valuable natural resource does. And that was fascinating to argue that. And now in Minnesota, that's the PUC recognizes an organic farm as a valuable natural resource.
So that means, in the short story, is you won.
We got everything we were after, yes.
So nobody beats the Koch brothers, right? No?
Well, we didn't get any of their money.
Oh, okay. Well, but you stopped that violation of private property, too.
Yeah,
right?
And we were able... The really fascinating thing about that process is that partly through our own education that we were providing through our expert witnesses and through our records, we also turned to our customers and said, hey, would you write a letter to the judge and just talk about your relationship with the farm and how you will be affected? 4,600 people wrote a letter to the judge. That educated the judge, it educated the Public Utilities Committee, and it's been very fascinating for me. The judge added things to that routing permit that we didn't ask for. And I really believe it was partly because of the education she received from all of these people that wrote and talked about it. One of the things she added was very precedent-setting. She added to the routing permit that any single landowner, didn't matter if they're a farmer or a homeowner, organic or chemical using, they had the right to say they did not want chemicals used on their right-of-way easement if the line went through their land. And that is unprecedented. It's been a major issue for people with easements of public utilities is that the company will come in and say, well, we've got to manage these weeds. We're going to spray herbicides. And the landowner will say, we don't want herbicides here. And they'll say, well, then you have to mow them. You have to take care of them. We don't have the money for the extra expense.
Okay.
And so she put it back on the company that the landowner has that right.
Wow. That's huge.
That was very huge.
Now, did this precedent on the Minnesota state level impact other states in their attempts to do the same?
Yeah, it did. Wisconsin immediately adopted it. And I've heard from people all around the country where they're dealing with fracking. A lot of the fracking people have contacted me and are trying to get that on in their own state.
Right. Wow, this is stunning. This is great news, folks. I mean, the thing is, when people say, David and Goliath, that only happened in the Bible. I mean, the thing is, you can slay the dragon, or you can find a way to make them work around. And you can maintain and retain or regain the integrity of soil loss, too. And that's nature, but it's also working with nature if you want to do what you're doing in terms of organic farming. And interestingly enough, you're actually working with the USDA in some form of training, education, or what have you done? I mean, it seems like you have implemented, you have somehow gotten in. They don't know who they let in.
They do actually know who they let in. I provide marketing and post-harvest handling and food safety training, and most of it is funded by the USDA. It's through an organization in Illinois called Family Farm. And we call the training wholesale success.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that approach because we're really integrating those three areas together, and that's really worked well with farmers who may be a little nervous about the upcoming food safety regulations. I shouldn't say maybe. They are.
Well, they are.
It's scary. And so I help them see how there's all these parallels between how they handle their product for quality,
right,
for market, and that there's benefits, and I try to help them see there's easier ways to do it.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that. We're talking with Atina Diffley, and her website, atinadiffley.com. If you're not sure how to spell it, I'll spell it when we get back. Also, it's linked up directly in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Her book, Turn Here, Sweet Corn, Organic Farming Works.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Check out this book, Turn Here, Sweet Corn, by Atina Diffley. I can't wait to read it. Thank you for bringing this. This is so great. I love the stories. I get a sense of, you know, from your presentation. You definitely have the heart of what is going on, what needs to happen here. And whether, as I said, you want to be an organic farmer, which you have for, you know, to work and be the job and, you know, to make, earn a living that way, or a backyard gardener, I guess the concepts that you can learn from this and what you're teaching as well can apply no matter what level you go.
You know, I always said in jest, but I really meant it, that I would have been a true success as an organic farmer if my customers no longer needed my food because they were growing their own.
Yeah, and that would be a good thing. You'd say that would be absolutely. I think that is a measure of success right now, and I feel really a sense of urgency about this. You know, as I said, because
unfortunately that never happened. I just got bigger and bigger because more and more people wanted our food.
Because your food was so awesome. By the way, you're known here. There's a co-op that I used to shop at because I came here a lot visiting. The Wedge, evidently, they got a lot of your food. What was the name of the place, that your farm?
Our farm was called Gardens of Egan.
Gardens of Egan, Egan, Minnesota, which is awesome.
My husband started in Egan in 1973 on his family's land. And then that land was lost to development. And in the book, I really cover the loss of the environment that we experienced. We experienced an ecological disaster, economic, environmental collapse when that land was developed, because they came in with the bulldozers and they took every tree, every bush, every blade of grass. They sold the living soil.
Wow.
And we were farming on land adjacent to that, land that had no life. And we couldn't take a crop off of those fields. The pests came in, the disease, the soil would run off and bury our crops.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a life-changing experience.
Right.
When I really saw, this isn't theoretical, that we are connected to nature.
Right.
We read this all the time. And,
there was no hiding from that.
No, we experienced it. And then we put together a new farm, and that was equally educational because the second farm we bought was destroyed. It was industrially farmed. The soil was compacted. The water couldn't go in. And we took it out of production for 3 years, and we just set about re-bringing the life back to this piece of land. We covered the waterways. We brought soil building systems in. We created hedgerows for beneficial species, and brought a farm back to life. And so I saw how it can be destroyed, but I also saw how it can be rebuilt.
So you are a healer.
Really, farmers are healers.
Absolutely.
When they're taking care of land like that.
Yeah.
And every human being is a healer. They all have the capacity to do that.
Yeah. Well, again, another living example.
And at any level, in your backyard or on a farm or
You should see Atina's smile. It's just it's infectious in a wonderful way. You can feel that happiness that comes from, you know, understanding these things. Now, for the organic farmers, you know, you talk about certification, government involvement, federal, state. I've met farmers that said, you know, I know more than the agent coming to see me to tell me what to do, right? So there's some good problems with this. It's not all...
There's problems with it, but I've actually always been an advocate for certification, and our farm helped write Minnesota standards and have really been involved with the whole certification process. And there's a couple reasons I tell people to get certified. One, we have to send a really strong message to the USDA that organic farming works, and that people want it and are doing it. Right now, there are less than 18,000 certified entities after 40 years of work on this. That is simply not a very strong message in the whole U.S.
Wow.
That's not a strong enough message.
But you saw the percentage of farmers overall, right, that was in the video. I don't know if you caught it from in the 1800s.
Yeah, there's 2 million farmers.
Right, out of 300.
So we only have 18,000 certified organic, and there's 2 million. That's not enough. That's
right.
Not saying the USDA, hey, you've got to fund this stuff.
Yeah.
You have to support it. The other reason I really advocate for certification is that in our legal battle with the Koch Industries-owned crude oil pipeline, we wouldn't have won if we weren't certified organic.
Mm-hmm.
It gave us a third-party credibility that was credible evidence in a court of law.
Yeah, all of your, I guess all the paperwork that had been involved was admissible. It wasn't
hearsay.
We had
an organic system plan that was federally registered. It talked about how we did it. It wasn't just us saying we did these things.
Mm-hmm.
We had really credible evidence. So any kind of legal issue, whether it's insurance or a drift or GMO drift or eminent domain issue, that position is much stronger.
So as you're doing different work now, do you have at least a little garden still? I mean, you can't fully remove yourself,
oh,
right?
Oh, of course I have a garden.
Yeah.
Well, I was in Montana all summer. I had a gorgeous little garden. And then, you know, it's free range out there. And the free range cows came in and ate it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was just so disappointed.
Oh, well, the cows were happy. Anyway, listen, we got to take a break here. Tina, you are a treasure.
Thank you so much for
information and a great heart and a healer, as we talk about. Thank you for doing what you do. Thank you for the book. Everybody, go out and get Turn Here Sweet Corn. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And when we come back, Johanna Johns, she's coming on. We're going to talk about the United States Health Freedom Congress. What did we learn? Where are we going? The daughter of Diane Miller. Oh, I see an old friend just showed up, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, you can't rock the health world without a little Ozzy Osbourne, can you?
Right? I don't think so.
Does your
That's
son, Theo,
inspiring.
Does he know about Ozzy?
The
Blizzard of Oz?
A little bit, yeah. We haven't gotten quite to that point yet.
All right. Well, you'll learn the good music of the 80s and the 90s. Anyway, Johanna Johns is here, and she's...
Well, you know, your mom's a hero of mine.
She is a hero of mine also.
She's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, what was it like? I'd ask you these questions. What was it like growing up with a mom like Diane Miller, right? Was she like, you're gonna save the world when you grow older?
Well, you know, she actually comes from a large family, as most people know, a very driven family. I grew up with a philosophical humanitarian conversation in general, just in our family, which was really great. So there's a lot of support.
Dinner table conversations.
Absolutely.
There.
A lot of debate and a lot of philosophizing. And
what was your rebellion, though? I mean, you know how kids, we always rebel a little bit, right? Was there, I'm going to eat GMO food? I mean, no, what was it?
No, I think it was more that I had grown up in such a healthy setting that when I got to college, I was like, I'm going to get drunk like every other college kid. But
right,
that was
right.
about it.
Okay.
So I had already seen the benefits of that.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in college, I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. And two of my other friends had also had the same diagnosis and had started down the pharmaceutical path. And I just saw them over the course of a couple of years declining and having that sort of dependency where they were taking a drug and then they had to take a drug for the side effect of the drug. And I just didn't want to be dependent on that. So.
Well, you had obviously a good base at that point to say, well, there's something else. And I know a lot of Americans still didn't know or don't know, and we're working on that. Was part of the reason for the United States Health Freedom Congress.
Absolutely.
Realize that we've got a lot of work to do.
We do have a lot of work to do. I personally see the Congress as a place where the leaders of leaders are getting together, and they're really talking through the hard issues of how are we going to move forward. The visionaries and the people that are bringing those messages across the world. Really.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, for the sake of the audience that doesn't know you yet, knows your mom, do you work officially with your mom and her efforts, or are you kind of on the outskirts? You do some interesting projects I want everybody to know about.
Yeah, I am on the outskirts. You know, I think having a mom that is, you know, she just got a humanitarian award, and she's very well known for what she does. And then there's always the question, as a daughter of that, of where is my place in this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm an artist, and so I have started growing myself as a creative activist more. So I've always had the intent to use my creative skills to get the message out, communicate, be a catalyst for change through creativity. So.
Right. Now, when we got here, the first evening was the get-together. You were doing a video.
Mm-hmm.
You were interviewing the attendees and asking questions. And I saw the equipment you had was great, but you really keyed in. You there was an energy connection that you had. I could tell where you were pulling things out. You were helping the folks that were on there. I was a little ditzy, but hopefully I said something that meant something.
I thought you were brilliant.
But the thing is, I wanted to get a sense of, you know, going in. And, of course, you've had some time to interact with the folks that came as well. But you kind of got the sense of the intent because you got them before they were involved all the way this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been part of this conversation and grown up with it really deeply. And, you know, you were asking before what was it like growing up with my mom. And I've been entrenched in those conversations and in those moments, those turning points of, you know, legislation or a legal case, and they're really personal stories. And there are so many personal stories that people have that are life-touching. And so in the interviewing process, there's, you know, lots of different levels going on because you want to get at that heartfelt story so that people can connect on a human level, but you also want to be aware of the complexity of the issues so that you can drive the conversation in a meaningful way there, too.
That explains a lot to me because it means you have gone there, you have seen that, because you knew to hone in on that.
Yep.
And I just can't wait to see these interviews that you did, videos. But the question is, what about all of my listeners? Where will that? Can they see this too? Where will it be?
Yeah, I don't have that answer yet. We're still developing it. That is part of the Congress work that we're doing is to develop an infrastructure so that we can reach more people and collaborate more and start bringing these stories out because they're really powerful and people need to know that they're not alone in their struggle, in their search, in their curiosity. And on their path, that there's support and there's other people that are doing things that, you know, in that moment seem like defying. Mm-hmm. I had a home water birth, and I don't vaccinate my son. And when it came time to give birth, I was really second-guessing myself, and I didn't know that would come up for me, and mm-hmm. I had to work through that. And so these radical acts of taking your own path can be supported, I think, in the sharing of those stories.
Yeah, I think that, you know, as we look at the accessibility of the concept of health freedom, there's mm-hmm. a lot of folks that don't even know that there's, you know, a lack of health freedom.
Yeah, well, and I think the way that I look at it, and especially in the last 2 days as I've been listening to the conversation develop here at the Health Freedom Congress, the bottom line is that, you know, you can argue about economics, about, you know, political orientation, all this stuff, but if we aren't on the planet mm-hmm. to exist, then none of that matters. And so we really have to take accountability for our participation in our government and in our daily lives and our communities for our survival and the continuation of that, and how we're being constantly challenged on that by industry.
Yeah, well, absolutely. So the stories coming in and the evolution of the experience of all being together. And that's why I encourage folks to, you know, if you haven't attended one of these, you don't have to be a voting member. You can kind of audit it. You mm-hmm. can participate in it and really immerse and rub shoulders, so to speak, with these. Well, these are the giants, if you will,
yeah.
in many ways that have done this for years.
Yep, and I think that it's kind of like, you know, you could view it as having dinner. You know, it's everyone is welcome at the table, and you don't have to be special or know anything at all. Mm-hmm. You're a person, and we communicate as human beings, and we're operating on a very base level, and we all have our life story. It's just really about life. So.
Yeah. Well, and life continues. You got your son here.
Yeah.
What a great deal. I want to hear from him a little while. He's a cool kid.
He's got a lot
very
to
bright.
Say.
Yeah. He was talking about reading labels. If his friends come over with chips, I'm like, is this GMO? I'm liking it. So my kids would be like, wow, this is a cool kid, because
yeah.
I'd like it to be that, you know, that isn't the unusual kid one day.
Yep.
But it takes, you know, we've got to educate the parents. Thanks to you. Educate these parents out there
yep.
that are looking at what has happened, right? Some of the people here were dealing with vaccine-injured children.
Absolutely.
And that's a growing epidemic. And as some have said, 1 in 2 by 2025.
Absolutely. And I think that that is a great point. When you make those radical acts and you take the courage to stand up for yourself, for your family, whether it's buying a product that's cleaner, that's non-GMO, organic, or whether you're saying no to vaccines or spacing them out or whatever your personal decisions are on that, you are a model and setting example, and you give people permission to come into that conversation. I have friends who know that I don't vaccinate and are pregnant, and they've asked me, you know, what is this conversation all about? And I always approach it from an educational standpoint, where it's like, get educated on the issues, make your own decisions, weigh your own, you know, weigh your own issues mm-hmm. personally. So.
Excellent. Well, this is an empowering message. And, you know, I see kids like Theo and my kids, they have, a way to walk through life, despite the fact that they're kind of unusual, even among their peer groups, because they know so much more.
Yeah.
But they've got, I noticed, a confidence in mm-hmm. dealing even with adults.
Absolutely.
That's beyond their years. And, you know, I'm excited because these are the kids that have not been assaulted in that same way.
Yep.
That their integrity, intelligence, you know, and physical, emotional, all of these things are intact. It's not that they won't have challenges, because
yep.
they will.
Absolutely.
Every human does. But to give them the opportunity to say, you know, you're here for a reason.
Yeah. You know? Well, and I would dare to say that they have an advanced toolkit for that.
Mm-hmm.
So today, even actually on the way home from school, Theo told me, you know, there's a kid that I was tapping my fingers on the table, and he said, don't tap your fingers. I didn't take my medication today. And he hadn't taken his ADHD. And Theo was like, what is that all about?
Wow.
And he was like, I don't understand. Why would you want to medicate ADHD? That's like a superpower. So I think having, you know, those approaches where, you know, you're approaching life and health and all those issues differently, proactively, mm-hmm. empowered. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, you're a living example of this, and it's just exciting for me to be here with you and your family as well, extended family, your sister.
Yeah.
And I think
my Aunt Mary Lou is here
as
well.
And your sister's daughter, was it that I met last
night?
Yes,
Bella and the tiniest, Julianne.
Right, a couple of bright lights coming through, which
absolutely.
Is very cool. So in terms of your art, I won't put you on the spot, but I want to see what you do. And you got to have something, like a Facebook, something we can look at.
I have a website. It's johannajones.com. So it's johannajones.com. I am a painter. I went to the San Francisco Art Institute, and I trained in China, classical landscape painting.
Wow.
And I also studied energy healing, Qigong energy healing, for over 10 years. So I blend a lot of different things together, and it's a process. It's always a process. But my hope and my wish and my dream is that I can bring a sensation of relief to people when they look at my work, where they can connect and have sort of a moment of calm or peace.
Another form of healing
through
the art.
Yep.
Beautiful.
They're definitely healing-based paintings.
Right.
So, yeah.
So what do we make of the maturation, if we can call it that, of the health freedom movement? You know, having these leaders come together, and you've seen shifts over the years.
Yep.
Sometimes there are battles going on. I mean, it's like intense, and other times, you know, you can feel the love and the warmth associated with people on a similar mission and path. You know, what do you sense this year that's going on?
Yeah, I think that there's a synergistic element happening where I think this is happening globally, actually, where people are starting to see the benefit of coming together and really going arm in arm and saying, what can we each bring to the table to deal with this issue that we're facing?
Mm-hmm.
So some of those barriers are coming down, and it's exciting. People are getting coordinated, and they can bring their skills and remain autonomous while blending with others.
Well, keep it coming. If you didn't come this year, you can come next year. Theo, you got some questions or comments when we come back? Yeah, we're going to hear from our fourth grade fan, Joanna's son, after this.
Thank you.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore, don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's killing you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like, oh, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And Joanna Johns and Theo.
Hello.
Fourth grade. By the way, robertscottbell.com for all the links. If you're wondering where Super Don is tonight, he's putting out fires. They got their new network going on at Talk Network and expanding the reach, but there's a lot to do. But we're here at GCN, our syndicator, and it is blasting out around the world. Of course, you can listen later through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcast at Epic Times, and across the pond at UK Health Radio. What do they sound like in the United Kingdom, Theo?
Hello.
That's right. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
So,
hello.
Theo, fourth grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you know? You're just a kid.
Well, I know a lot more than normal kids about these issues because of her and my grandma.
It's
who
true.
Is on Skype right now downstairs.
So what is it about, let's say, teaching the kids that you think is so important here?
Well, because if you get taught about these issues when you're younger,
mm-hmm.
you get taught, like, well, you get taught, and then you have longer to help this
mm-hmm.
revolution, may I call it.
You can call it a revolution. I like that.
To grow and grow and grow. But it's better if you start when you're a kid,
mm-hmm.
because you have more time than
sure.
when you're a grown-up, because when you're a grown-up, you've already spent your half of your life not knowing about this.
You're getting a head start. That was my, I didn't know about this stuff until I was a grown-up. So, you know, this is cool, and it's like my kids. They get to learn this stuff early.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing. Now, tell me the truth, how many drugs are you on?
None.
Oh, man, see? No drugs. How's that? You know, my grandma, like, you know, you have your grandma.
Yeah.
My grandma's 82 years old, 82. How many drugs is she on?
None.
How did you know? You know my.
Because she's your grandma.
That's right.
She's your grandma.
She listens to her son.
Other grandmas, right? May be a different story.
Now, again, we know that it's not to say there's never a place for medicine, right?
Yeah.
Everything has its place.
Yeah. Sometimes in extreme situations when there isn't another option, mm-hmm. you, like, will need that. Also, we're talking about health freedom.
Yes.
And there isn't freedom if you say you can't have drugs, they're bad for you. That's not freedom anymore.
Mm.
Because you have to have the freedom to say, I'm not going to do this. And you can also have to have the freedom to say, I'm going to do this.
Dude, that's like, right? That's it right there.
I know.
We can end the show right now.
Freedom to choose.
The freedom to choose, right?
Otherwise,
how important is that?
Otherwise, it's not health freedom anymore. It's health, no vaccines.
Well, listen, you're still a kid. You're fourth grade. Your mom's going to tell you what to do a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and until you're older. But the thing is, we want to be free. When I remember being a kid, it's like I couldn't wait to grow up, and mom couldn't tell me when I had to go to bed, right?
That's right.
But at that same point in time, when you get out in the world, you also have to take care of yourself a little bit more. Because mom's not going to feed you as much.
Yeah, it's sort of like that a little bit.
So, I think Theo could probably have his own apartment now.
He's already ready?
Independent.
I could could see that. So you know how to cook? You know how to cook your own food?
Yep. Ooh. I know how to cook.
Oh, man.
He cooks for me. Sometimes he makes gluten-free pancakes from scratch.
Nice.
No recipe.
She taught me.
Do you think we can have some while I'm hanging out with you guys
this
week?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have a pan?
No, I'm going to borrow one of yours.
You're coming over. I just died.
I'm totally stoked. This is going to be great.
Crash in the Midwest.
Party on. And you say you have, how many cats do you have?
I have two, one at my dad's and one at her house.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're vast. They have vastly different lives.
Yep. One of my cats is older. She's, I think, 13 now.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So she's pretty old. She was diagnosed with diabetes, so we have to give her diabetes shots every day.
Yeah, that's old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not fun because I'm scared of needles.
Well, and rightly so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't let them poke you with those things.
Yeah.
All right. Well, awesome having you on, Theo. You were terrific.
Yeah.
Really. Bright fourth grade. I got to get together with my kids. My daughter's in fifth grade. You guys would have a great time together talking about non-GMO stuff.
Mm-hmm. Also, I like the aspect of not doing GMOs because whenever I find a kid in, like, at lunch, where they're, like, eating something that does, like, Doritos, I'll be like, spider DNA,
That's great, spider DNA. Not the cool kind either, like Spider-Man. Yeah. Joanna, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robert.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you, Robert.
Thanks to your mother as well, of course,
absolutely.
Diana Miller. Thanks to Tammy Goldstein. Thanks to Liam Sheff. Thanks as well to Atina Diffley. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
I don't know any of those people.
RFK Jr. on the show tomorrow night. Big time.
Cool.
I'll be at GCN. The power to heal is yours.
Yay!
Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.